Good morning, 8:24 on this Friday. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
And this is Palmetto Mornings. And, of course, we are saddened by the loss of a very important person in our community at Winthrop University. And we are learning so much about the life and legacy of President Tony DiGiorgio. And to continue learning more from the perspective of those who knew him best, we have Glenn McCall joining us from Winthrop University Board of Trustees and the chairman of the trustees. So thank you so much, Glenn, for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Patty and Lucas. Thank you for having me.
Now, when you think of President DiGiorgio, what comes to mind first?
I think Representative Simrow said it, and I've been thinking about it. He was a consummate professional. He expected the best of others, and he was just he excelled in his profession. And I really appreciated that and having the opportunity to see someone of his stature work and be so committed and focused on his vision for not only Winthrop, but even for Rock Hill. And I think about he and Larry, the late Larry Biggum, and others that were working, as we see today, the fruition of their work at Knowledge Park and helping the city with that. I think he was a thought leader, and folks sought him out here in our city and in the region and state on issues and wanted his perspective. So I am just grateful and privileged to have the opportunity to work with Dr. DiGiorgio from the board perspective. So, and he will be sorely missed, but we will have that indelible his standard that he had for and vision for Winthrop with us for a long time to come.
Dr. DiGiorgio came to Winthrop in 1989 when he was chosen to be Winthrop's ninth president. He served for 24 years. Glenn, if you can talk a little bit about how special and how lucky we were and are to have such a leadership for 24 years at an institution like Winthrop University.
Well, thank you, Lucas. That's a great question because as we were the search committee looking to replace DiGiorgio, our search consultant told us that we probably will never see this again in higher ed, a president with the longevity that he had and positive longevity. You know, there's sometimes that folks get in these positions and it's their last stop or next stop to retirement. But Dr. DiGiorgio didn't see it that way. He had a vision, and he wanted to see it through for Winthrop, taking us from a small college to now to a nationally known university, and especially within the Southeast, very respected. So I'm just excited for his legacy. And looking forward to the day where once we come out of COVID-19, we can truly recognize him and for the great work that he's done. So it was great to have him for 24 years and the progress that he made during that time. So
I'm just amazed at learning. I'm really amazed. I would love to have known how he spent the hours in the 24 hours in a day that we all have, because he truly was a visionary. We're also learning that he paid attention to details. He was inspiring to those that worked with him and served with him. And he also saw how important it was that the Winthrop University was not an island of itself, that it was part of a community, it was part of a greater cause, and those relationships that he established truly benefited athletics and education. And we were just learning just little glimpses of his legacy. It's amazing.
It really is. And Patty, you're so correct that he and his wife, and I heard your interview with the vice chair, Kathy Diggum, and she talked about Gail, Dr. DeGiorgio's wife, that he and she were very engaged in the greater community, and they saw Winthrop as being an integral part of not just the Rock Hill community, but the region, and wanted to leave it better once he retired and left. And he has a great legacy, and one that he set high standards. And when I thought about that the consummate professional, I was thinking about him and just how he operated. He was punctual, knowledgeable, enthusiastic, and he inspired others around his vision, not only for the campus, but also how the campus can integrate into the Rock Hill community, and we all benefit from that. So it was just a privilege to know him. We're saddened by his loss. It took us all by surprise, and we're thankful we had that opportunity to have him here at Winthrop.
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you so much, Glenn McCall. We appreciate you. We're going to take it to the bottom of the hour with a Fox News update right now. It is 8:30, Fivop, and
60
foggy
degrees,
out there.
That's right.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden beats President